When our lips parted, I opened my eyes. I had to see yours. I had to see if you looked at me. Like, that kiss was the best thing to happen to you. All week. All month. All year. Your collarbones rose and fell under my hands as you strained to find air enough to keep breathing. My heart dripped and stuttered like I'd run 10 miles to fall into your arms at the finish line. The tilt of your head was a question begging to be answered. 1,000 embarrassed words might have tumbled from my lips if I hadn't kissed you again, my mouth meeting yours, in a silence that said everything. After that, our hands couldn't find each other's skin fast enough, and the buttons you popped off my shirt skipped along the floor like stones on water, each echo coming faster, fainter, farther away, while my eagerness tore through the fabric covering you. Which of us led the way to the bedroom hardly mattered. We both stumbled over discarded shoes and furniture that had no business blocking our path. We fought gravity with every step. At last we fell into the bed, surrendering to it. A tangle of limbs and moans and desire. Thin blades of streetlight cut through the blinds to arc across our bodies in the darkness. When you pulled my face down for another kiss, you tasted like impatience and red wine. And I lost myself in the movements of your tongue, nimble, compelling, irresistible.